Well, I'll have been a believer most of my life now, and in all of that time I have been called a lot of things. Now I expected the world to call me names, the world has always done that. But I am here to tell you about the names I got from the church. The Arminians, they called me a hyper-Calvinist, the worst of the worst. And the Calvinists turned right around and called me an antinomian. One camp said that I was too hard, one camp said I was too soft. One man called me a heretic on a Monday and a compromiser by that Friday. And brother, it was the very same man. They made me a man named Heretic. Heretic, that was the name. You carry a name like that into a room and the room is never the same. A man named Heretic learns to keep his back against the wall. A man named Heretic learns to scrap. So for years and years I fought about it. I fought about it everywhere. I would not let a single name go by without a swing. I figured if I won enough of the rounds, they would take the name back someday. But you cannot win a name back. No, sir, you cannot win a name back. So I got down low one night and I had it out with God. I said, Lord, every camp on earth has shown me to the door. I said, Lord, they have named me clean out of everywhere a man can stand. I said, why would you let them do it? Why would you ever let them name me out? And it came back quiet the way the true things always do. Son, I let them hang that name on you, every contradictory one. Because a man who was welcome everywhere will never leave the camp. And the truth was never in the camp. The truth was always out past the fence. I named you out, son. I named you out on purpose. So you can call me Heretic. I will answer to it now. It is just the name on the road that led me to the truth. A man named Heretic turned out to be the only kind of man who was ever gonna find his way outside the camp. They made me a man named Heretic, and Lord, it turned out to be the gift.